It is Troy with Rural Focus, and nice to be chilling again with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. Thank you for that.
I'd say Happy New Year to you, but...
And Happy New Year, yeah, well.
It's halfway through, isn't it, mate? But anyway.
Fair call. Nice to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Today, mate, speaking variations of family trust deeds. What's the background behind this?
Well, I think I have spoken to your listeners about this a while ago when a certain matter came across our table, but I have a number of matters come across my table regarding variations. It's since that time that I thought I would like to just explain further why I would like your listeners to have a look at their trust deeds, their family trust deeds, to try to avoid delays and inconvenience in the future. What you may or may not recall, or your listeners may or may not recall, is that a number of years ago, there was a couple of Supreme Court cases here in Western Australia where the Supreme Court was asked to have a look at the clauses in two trustees that gave the trustee power, or purported to give the trustee power, to vary the trust terms. The long and the short of it is that one of the clauses in one of the trusts was not good enough, and the court said, no, you can't vary the trustee the way you think you could or did, and therefore the variation's invalid. And since that time, we've been looking very carefully at each trust deed that comes across our table, for whatever cause or reason, to check whether it complies with the Supreme Court decision. And we're finding that a number, perhaps more than a number, are not. And then the time we look at them, they're either being looked at on behalf of a lender to see whether the trust deed variations are valid, or we're looking at them when we're transferring farming land from one generation to another, and therefore that particular trust deed has to be in order. And so we're finding that when that those events occur, or events like that occur, then what you have is inconvenience, this delay, the pressure, the stress. The last thing you want is an extra amount of stress when you're going through what are serious matters of borrowing funds, transferring assets, things of that nature. And so my purpose of raising it this morning is to try to ask people to have a look beforehand, have a look, prepare, maybe a year in advance, years in advance, months in advance, but please look at them, the trust deeds, and have them checked out by their lawyer or their accountant first to see whether they are valid variation clauses. Because the last thing they'll want when they're knocking on the door of a transaction to have a lawyer come along and say, oh, sorry, no, this is not valid. I know the response that one will get. So I'm saying to clients and to listeners, have a look at it. Please have it checked before you need it to be checked. And the older trust deeds too, Troy, the ones that are pre-1990 are the ones that generally fall into the trap. And all of us, you're younger than I am, but I know that people of my vintage have family trust deeds that go back a long way before the 1990s commenced. And so these are the trust deeds dated and created at that time that have or should be looked at very closely and have a need to be looked at. Again, I've commented on borrowing, when you want to borrow money, when you want to transfer land. And those delays, just you do not want then. But if you can get everything into proper order at the right time, it is not necessarily seamless, but it's far less stressful than the transactions create when you need the money or you need the land to be transferred or you need this or you need that. Trying to look into the future and protect your listeners who are in this class of people from that unpleasant time when everyone's saying, I want this done by this day. And the next thing you know, someone comes down and just slams the door and says, this deed may not be, you may not be able to vary it properly, or you may not be able to vary it the way you think. So that's really the purpose of my discussion with you and your listeners today, just to alert them to a potential problem that we see more than we think we should and the repercussions of that problem.
And if our listeners are wanting to speak with you more on this, mate, can they get in contact with you there at Valenti Lawyers?
They certainly can. My number is 0411 889 049, or you can send me an email at Valenti Lawyers, which you can go to the web and you'll find the full details of it.
All right. So there you go, listeners. So if you want to or have questions about variations of family trust deeds, the one and only Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers and the team there will certainly look after you. Mate, nice to have you back on.
Thank you very much, Troy.
Nice to have you back on Rural Focus. We'll chat again soon.
Nice to be here. You will. Bye-bye. Thank you.